Om Shanti and welcome. Tonight we have something a little bit different. We are going to have a class, but very much with experiments. And the aim is to experiment with the power of Sakash. Father says when we have the power of Sakash and we serve through the mind, we can automatically transform our sanskars. So it's the easy way to transform using the power of Sakash to spread vibrations. We automatically change. And tonight we have with us Dr. Sachin Pai, and he has done a lot of experiments with the power of Sakash. He shared that over the past 6 months, he has done experiments with a little group that they have and with an extended family, mostly around India, and a Hindi-speaking family. They've done experiments with 59 different groups. So serving 59 different groups of souls through the power of Sakash. And so he's very much someone that experiments. He's someone that has the balance of spiritual life, and also he's working as a medical doctor in Baba's hospital here in Mount Abu. He's someone that searched for many years for God and searched in all the different religious scriptures looking for God and found Baba right here, 2003. And the first Murli he ever heard was Bab Dada live. And so he'll share with us tonight, and he'll also get us to experiment with the power of Sakash. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. We'll start this session with a short meditation. So all of you, please sit back and become alert. Sitting in the middle of forehead. Hi. I'm a spiritual being. A point of light. I see myself as a shining star. Radiating. Luminous. Physical existence is dissolving. With my subtle body now I travel up beyond this physical world away from this mundane existence. I find myself in the subtle world, Bab Dada is in front of me. He's giving me his powerful drishti. Baba, I have been listening to you. I have been reading your murli. Since the time I am born, as a Brahmin, I'm trying to understand whatever you told. In front of you, let me listen to you directly today. Let me listen to your avyakta voice. Tell me what I need to do. Tell me. My failings, my imperfections. How should I get rid of them? What more is needed than what I have been doing? What are the obstacles in my way to perfection? Why do I lose sight of you? Why do I lose sight of my goal? Baba, the year is coming to an end. I look back and see myself. From the time I was born till now, where I have reached, how much I have fulfilled, your wishes. Baba has kept his hand of blessing on my head. As if I have got answers to all my questions. A new energy. New seed. Understand. the depth of my own being. In this session, Om Shanti. Good evening, everyone. I will begin this session. As you are told, we are going to discuss a very important and very interesting topic today, the power of Sakash. Before we explore the depth of Sakash, I would like to begin with a very small, very short story. You must have heard of Saint Francis of Assisi. He was a Roman Catholic saint, and there is a very beautiful incident in his life. Once he was traveling with his friends somewhere in Italy, and as he was going, he saw a flock of birds, different birds, crow, doves, and many others. And suddenly he got away from those friends and he reached that flock of birds. Those birds did not fly, they stayed there only, where he was. And Saint Francis started talking with them. He said to them, "Oh, my brothers and sisters, oh, little beings, you know how thankful you should be to your Creator. You have been given feathers as your clothing. You are given wings to fly. You don't have to sow. You don't have to reap. You are given God's protection and guidance all the time. So, how much thankful you should be to your Creator." He says this, he walks through the middle of those birds, and it is said, suddenly those birds start singing as if a song of joy, as if they are expressing their gratitude. They stretch their wing, they stretch their neck, and they show their happiness. Saint Francis comes back and tells his friend, "I wonder, in my entire life, why I never thought of teaching God's glory, God's mercy to these animals before." And from that day onwards, if you study his life, he has been very much friendly with all the animals. He talks with all of them. And it is also said that once he was giving some religious sermon, and birds were making noise. He just tells them to be quiet, and all of them become quiet. They start listening to him. And he says somewhere, all creatures, not only just human beings, but all birds, all animals, they belong to one God. It's a one family. And he says, I feel that feeling of belongingness within me for everyone. And I relay God's message to all of them. I remember a similar incident in the life of Brahma Baba. You must have heard it. Once he was sitting in his hut in Pandavavan. Suddenly a sparrow comes. And you must have heard of Lachchudadi, who is no more in body now. And Baba calls Lachchudadi and tells her, go and bring grains for this sparrow. Sparrow must be hungry. Also, there is an incident wherein he sees that once it was winter and the laborers who are there in Pandavan, they did not have proper warm clothes. So he orders Lachchudadi to give them clothes, and that's how the system of giving clothes, warm clothes to the laborers started. Why I'm telling all these things to you? As a soul continues its journey towards perfection, all those limited barriers drop down. We reach a stage wherein we feel that each and every human being, each and every being is our own. We reach that unlimited stage of belongingness, that unlimited stage of universal brotherhood. So, today, as I said, we have a very interesting topic to discuss. The power of Sakash. I have divided this topic in different questions, about 10 questions. First, what is Sakash? Second, what is the necessity of Sakash? Third, what are the qualifications which are required to give Sakash as well as to receive Sakash? Next question, when to give Sakash? Another question, whom to give Sakash? Next question, what are the ways of giving Sakash? Next question, what are the methods of giving Sakash? What are the difficulties we experience while giving Sakash? And how do we know that if we give Sakash to somebody, that Sakash has reached that person or not? So we are going to discuss this topic. At the same time, in between, we are going to have little meditation sessions. So very first question, I don't want this to be just a lecture. This should be a little interactive session. So the very first question is, what is Sakash? From sister's side, what do you think is Sakash? Anybody? What is Sakash? Anyone? From brother's side, how do you define Sakash? Is there any English word like Sakash in English dictionary? Yeah, please. Giving good vibrations is Sakash. And? See, Sakash is a Hindi word. Okay? There is no equal word in English for Sakash. And how this word has come up? If you study the history of Yajna, the word Sakash was used by Baba for the first time in March 1968. That was the time when Dada Vishwakishore, he is one of the Adiratan, he is one of the, just like Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba used to call him his right hand. So once Vishwakishore Bhau was sick and he came to Mumbai for his treatment. A message had come, I think not in Mumbai, in Pune. A message had come in Murli that Baba, Brahma Baba, was sitting whole night and giving sakash to the child. So that's how this word came, and after that frequently was used. So Baba was sitting and giving vibrations. So we again come back to the same question, what is sakash? So the sister told to giving good vibrations. Any other definition of sakash? Yeah? Anybody? Is it only one thing? Or sakash is a combination of many things? As I said, there is no equivalent word in English for sakash. It is such a comprehensive word. It is such a beautiful word. Yeah, she told, it is to give powerful vibration. Yeah, sister? Healing ingredient in that. See, as I said, we are going to discuss 10 questions. Each question, we want at least 5 answers. Okay, so sister said there is a healing ingredient. Yeah? Can you be a little louder? To receive powerful? Pardon, I can't hear you. To see the powerful power of the soul. Form. Okay. They'll give you a mic. I would be very happy if all the sisters from this side come here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will be please easy. Come on.
Yeah.
Is it okay if you just, whoever feels happy, if you could come forward so we're close together, and then when you share your answer, we'll be able to hear. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot.
Your sister is telling.
I just said to see the perfect form of the soul.
Yeah.
Like Baba would see the soul.
Yeah. It is the perfect form of the soul as Baba sees it. Okay. And, yeah, brother? Taking Baba's power and radiating it and giving it to the whole world. Okay. And? Anything else? Yeah. Strong, powerful, positive thoughts. Okay. That's very good. And? Yeah. Thoughts of love. Yeah, brother? What the other person is lacking. Yeah. Lacking particular quality, virtue, then to give to that person. Okay. As everybody is right here, this is a unique university or school wherein whatever answers you give, all answers are right. You know where you are sitting right now? What is the official name of Gyan Sarovar? Yeah? Yeah? The Academy for Better World. What does the word academy mean? Academy means or something or institution where higher learning takes place or given or higher education is taught. So we are sitting in that academy. This is Gyan Sarovar. The word Gyan Sarovar, reminiscent of Man Sarovar. where the legend goes that anybody who dips in that Mansarovar turns into a fairy or an angel. So we are also sitting in this lake of knowledge. So the word Sakash, we'll come back to the word. As you all of you said, it's all of the, we will take out five definitions of Sakash. Somebody said, good wishes and pure feelings. So first definition of Sakash is good wishes and pure feelings. Second definition is positive, powerful thought. Positive, powerful thought. Third definition could be, it is light and it is might. Sakash is something light. If you go into in the dictionary and search the meaning of Sakash, it tells Sakash means light. The orb of light. So, light. Then Sakash is the ultimate and the final form of service. The most powerful and unlimited form of service. You know, you can serve somebody by your actions. You can serve somebody, that could be a small group of people. One, somebody, sometimes you can give good speech, that could be thousands of people. Even now, because of technology, it can reach to lakhs or crores around the world. But there is still limitation. Sakash is that form of service which is unlimited. Which is the ultimate form of service and which is the final form of service? So such a, Sakash is a pure positive thought. Sakash is pure feelings and good wishes. Sakash is light and Sakash is might. And many other things can be included into this. So this is what Baba means by Sakash. The second question is, what is the necessity of Sakash? What do you think? What is the necessity of Sakash? Now there are two things in this. One is to take, another is to give. You must have heard of, you know, telepathy. There's a lot of things going on about it. There is something which is known as phone telepathy. That is most common. You must have experienced many times that you receive, you are remembering one person and suddenly you receive a call from that person. There are a lot of studies going on this also, wherein you are receiving a call and persons are asked, who do you think is calling? And that person said that so and so must be calling, and it was the same person. So even this sort of, that is known as telephone telepathy, where there is a receiver, where there is a sender, and the transmission of the information or knowledge by all those means where senses are not involved. So that is what is telepathy. So here, as I said, there are two things in Sakash. One is to take Sakash, another is to give Sakash. My question was, what is the necessity of Sakash? What do you think? Anybody? Yeah? Yeah? Yeah, brother. You can take the mic. It was there somewhere. Yeah? Yeah. Baba wants us to make this world pure. For that reason Sakash is necessary. Okay, then. Why it is necessary? I would be very happy if all of you participate in this interaction. What is the necessity of Sakash? Yeah? You must have studied Murli. You hear Murli every day. We listen to Murli. There are so many things Baba keep on telling about the present condition of the world. The world is getting degraded more and more. It is getting demoralized. The battery of the soul, which was once upon a time supremely charged, then fully charged and then half charged, and now it has become depleted. Souls are in such a state. They don't have the power to receive God's blessing. They don't have the power to adopt a right path. In today's morning Murli also these words have come. Right path and wrong path. They have become so weak, so imbecile. They don't have that power. They need somebody to inject that God's power into them. That could be one of the reasons. And why there is a necessity of Sakash, yeah? Physical science is not helping. You know where we have come. A man is just running and running and running and he is nowhere. You remember there is one very good story of Alice in Wonderland. There is a book written by Lewis Carroll. Alice in Wonderland. You must have heard it. There is also children. This is a children's story. Sometimes you know we learn more from children's stories than from the scriptures which are there in this world. There are so many scriptures, they don't teach you so much. But that small children book teach you many things. Lewis Carroll has written that book, Alice in Wonderland, wherein Alice reaches a new world. She goes after that rabbit and she enters a new world where it is shown that she is very hungry, she is thirsty. A small girl who has come from a different world and now she has reached a different world. She is hungry, she is thirsty and she sees that some sweets are there. One queen is there. She is holding a plate of sweets, fruits. And so she starts running. When she starts running, it was morning. She starts running, running, running. She keeps on running, but the distance remains the same. She sees there is a tree and queen is standing there and queen has got a plate of sweets and she is running. But she never reaches. She starts in the morning, it is afternoon, she is still there only and she is running. It is evening, still she is running and she is running. At last she asks the queen, what is this? What is going on in your world? The queen says, you need to increase your speed. So she increases. She speeds up. But still she finds that the distance is not getting reduced. At last she is fed up. She said, what is this? What sort of world is this? Where no one reaches nowhere. The queen says a very good thing in that story. Queen says, it is just like your world. You are born and you die. And person keeps on running. And he reaches nowhere. But still he feels that he has to run. He has to run. He runs after material enjoyment. He runs after all the earthly pleasures, all the sensual happiness. And he reaches nowhere. And what he does is, what logic, the first logic which the queen gave, perhaps you are not running very fast. So run fast. But in spite of running fast, also one reaches nowhere. So, the present situation of the world, Man is running, and he is reaching nowhere. That happiness is so elusive. Whatever he does, he has money, he wants good food, he wants good clothing, everything, but still that thirst remains. You know, somebody has said a very good thing. Soul is infinite. None of the finite things can satisfy the infinite. None of the things of this world can ever satisfy you. Even if you get them, you remain unsatisfied, insatiable. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto it. So, we were discussing about necessity of Sakash. So, world is in such a tamopradhan stage that all the souls, so they don't have power. That's why we have to empower them. We have to pump energy into their spirits. That could be one reason. What are the other reasons for necessity of Sakash? Yeah? Anybody? Vayumandal what? We have to make it positive. You see the today's atmosphere. You go anywhere. You go to the railway station, you go to the airport. The entire atmosphere is filled with vices. The entire atmosphere is filled with negativity. You know, few days back I was reading telepathic murders. That was a very new thing to me. I never knew this. And in 2006 or some time back, they arrested few people for that. What they did with, they did some experiment. They sat together and they sent waves of headaches. They sent waves of negativity. Telepathic murders. Many such things are going on in this world. So this entire atmosphere is so impure, so negative. Even if you go into that, you feel that. So we have to become so powerful that we can change the atmosphere of this world. That is why there is a necessity of Sakash. How much we are going to, we keep on calling people who are VIP, we do services, we call them. They say, we will come. And just like a fish, they slip out of your finger. We make reservations. They say, yes, we will come to Mount Abu. We will come to your center. And suddenly they disappear. Suddenly they slip away. So it's so difficult. So whatever services are there through speech, through word, through actions, but the greatest and the ultimate service, as I said, is the mental service. I remember Dadi Janki, I think that was Lester, when she was there and there was a public program which was arranged and the whole hall was chock-a-block with people. What Dadi did was, she made a round of that entire hall and then she went and stood at one corner as if giving Sakash before the program. It was yet to start. She stood there in one corner and gave a Sakash to that entire group of people who had come to that program for the first time. And that program was really a success. So, we have to give Sakash. There is one more reason for that. Because we are world transformers. Because we are world benefactors. Because we have to have unlimited vision, unlimited attitude. We have to have that sense of belongingness that this whole world is mine. And just as we have received Baba's love, just as our life has come to a place where we have that real feeling of contentment, joy, bliss, happiness. We want that each and every soul should have that feeling. So you can churn on this more. So that was the second question. My third question is, what are the qualifications to receive Baba Sakash? And another question, what are the qualifications to send Sakash? So what you will say? When will Baba give us Sakash? Or vibrations, or his love, or the experience of his all relationships. What we have to do? Yes? We remain in a soul conscious state. Okay? So we can say that if we follow his Srimad accurately, if we follow him, yes, we will pull his Sakash. Remembrance attracts remembrance. Then, as you saw in that example of Vishwakishore, Baba sat and gave him Sakash. That is one. Then, when will Baba give his Sakash to us? Yeah? From sister's side? When line is clear, very, very good answer. This is very perfect answer. When our line is clean and clear, that time that Sakash will come. That time those vibrations, that light, that might, those powerful energy we will experience. And? Yeah? Yeah, brother? Yeah? When will we receive? What are those qualifications required? When we are obedient? You all know these answers. We read in Murli every day. When we become His worthy child, we are worthy children, that time He will give us Sakash. In Bible there is a very good statement and I love that statement very much. Jesus Christ tells His disciples, not everyone who cometh and saith, Lord, Lord, but he that doeth the will of my Father shall enter the kingdom of heaven. It's not simply saying Baba, Baba. It's not simply saying God, God, Lord, Lord. But he that doeth the will of my Father, he who follows him, he will enter the kingdom of heaven. It's the same over here where the Baba says, he who follows Srimad completely, who is pure, where there is a purity of heart, the level of purity, the more the level of our purity, the more Sakash we receive. So the level of purity, obedience, following Srimad, and following it immediately, not later on. He told, and we follow it immediately, without asking. That obedience, there is not to reason why, there is but to do and die. That sort of obedience, when it is in our heart, we become the receiver of His Sakash. You can churn more on this. Another question was, who can give Sakash? What are the qualifications required for a sender? Who can give Sakash? Yeah? What things we should have that we can give Sakash to others? Yeah? Anybody? Soul consciousness? Yeah. So we can say, as I said, we will divide every answer into five. First could be self-respect. Self-respect. Soul consciousness or self-respect. Unless and until we are practicing, we have all those titles in our intellect, we can't give Sakash. Because all those titles, they are operating at the level of soul. They pull you away from body consciousness. So in that stage of self-consciousness or in that stage of self-respect, we can give Sakash. That is one qualification. Second, all relationships with one Father. Okay, then universal brotherhood, feeling of belongingness. The whole world is mine. We have gone above that, you know, this is mine, that is yours, this is my country, this is that, your country. All of us have already become one world family. So we have to increase this feeling within ourselves. The whole world belongs to me. Whether a person is a Brahmin or a non-Brahmin, that doesn't matter. Then, unlimited vision, as you told, unlimited disinterest. That's another qualification which is required. Unless and until you have that unlimited disinterest, we can't give Sakash. If we are attached to some person, okay, if we are attached to that person, in that stage, our Sakash doesn't reach that person. We should have that dispassion, that disinterest, that total detachment. Then only we can give Sakash. In one of the Murlis, Avyakta Baba has said, this service of giving Sakash cannot take place if there is attachment. This is Baba who has said somewhere in his Murli. So, unlimited vision, unlimited attitude, unlimited disinterest and complete purity, soul consciousness, belongingness. So these are the things which are required for giving Sakash. Now we come to another question. When to give Sakash? Yeah? When to give Sakash? I'm asking about timing. Everybody knows. In the morning, yeah, that's what is the answer. But not just morning, but morning is definitely the period Amrit Vela. This is such a nectarine period where you experience God's love. I remember Jagdish Bhaiji has recounted one of his experiences. Once Justice Krishna Iyer had come to Pandabhavan and he was staying in Indraprastha. Justice Krishna Iyer is a very well-known figure. He is no more there now. I think he has just left his mortal coil recently. He has written many books. So it was his habit to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So he had come to Pandabhavan and it was his habit to get up at 2 o'clock and do his writing or whatever he used to churn about the law and legislature and all that. So whenever there used to be any program here, culture program or anything like that, his timing of going to bed was fixed. He would say, sorry, I can't come. He would not attend anything after 9 or 9.30 because he says he has to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. So, see, a person, a worldly person, he had made his rules. He's made as a regulation of his life, so much discipline. So Baba has given us this time of appointment. So first time is Amrit Vela. Second time of giving Sakash, evening yoga we can give Sakash. Third time, traffic control. Traffic control. See, as we talked about the definition of Sakash, pure feelings, good wishes, powerful, positive thoughts. Just to have even that thought, the moment we are situated in that thought, the Sakash starts. The vibrations start flowing. You know, a thief who steals something and runs away. Police have got their dogs. You must have seen them. Those dogs, they smell the vibrations and they go and catch that thief. That thief, with his tamopradhan vibrations, with that act of theft, he leaves those vibrations there. And we are the greatest, the highest, the purest souls of this world. One thought of ours, and if that thought is pure and that thought is again in concordance with Srimad, in sync with Srimad, so will it not go in the world? So these are the three timings: morning, evening, traffic control. Any other time when we give Sakash? Yeah? Now, don't talk about timings, tell about something else when we need to give Sakash. Yeah. Ever ready. Yeah. So you should be ever ready. Baba said that you should be ever ready. When you will be called ever ready, today's blessing, three things are there in that. When you will be passing all the situations, whatever situation come, whatever natural calamity come, and what? Physical ailment, karmic accounts. If you can pass all of these three things, you will be called ever ready and ever happy. When you will be called ever happy from today's blessing? Who will tell? Baba has told this in today's blessing. Subtle and physical bondages of Maya. Nothing should obstruct you. No obstacle should obstruct you. That time you become ever happy. That was from today's blessing. Okay. So, what are those timings? So, ever ready. You should be giving Sakash all the time. Again, any other answer? Yeah, very, very good answer. I wanted somebody to answer this. When we are stuck up in traffic, that is the place when we should give Sakash. It's it's not going, our vehicle is not going ahead, we are stuck up in traffic, and that is the place, that is the time we give Sakash. Then we hear some news, some bad news, some natural calamity, we give Sakash. We hear somebody is sick, somebody is ill, we hear somebody has left his motor coil, that time we give Sakash. Then we are passing by a hospital, we are visiting hospital, that is the time we give Sakash. In hospital, I like four words, A, B, C, D. A is soul, Atma. Whom to give Sakash in medical field? A, B, C, D. A is soul. B, body, body of the patient. C is company, the relatives of the patient. And D is the doctor who is treating. Doctors, do they need Sakash or not? Do they do need? So, when we are passing by a hospital, so yes, we can give Sakash. When we are going on a road, by a road, so many people around us. So we should make it a point to give Sakash all the time, to give good vibrations to everybody, whomsoever we meet. We have to send him. Baba has said in one of the Murlis, then when you remember somebody, that one thought, that thought reaches that person. It depends on how pure that thought is, how selfless that thought is, how powerful that thought is, how much good wishes and feelings are included in that thought. You should not have negative, even if you have negative feeling for your single soul of this world, you cannot reach that stage of perfection. You are far away from perfection. Your heart should become clean. We should learn to forgive and forget. There's a very good experiment you all must be doing to go in the subtle world and emerge all those souls whom we have given sorrow. Who got hurt because of us. Who are nurturing some hatred for us. And we ask them for pardon. We ask them for forgiveness. I remember one double foreigner sister had come to me in OPD, and she was telling me that she is in depression and she was on 3 or 4 tablets, antidepressants, and in spite of taking those 3-4 tablets for depression, her depression is not going. She has consulted, she had a big file, she had consulted many doctors, and she was not okay. So I was just going into the depth of her history, and I realized that she told me, before coming to Gyan, that was 30 years back, before coming to Gyan, that sister told, she wanted to marry a person, but her sister married that person. The person whom she loved. And she also loves her sister too much. But her sister, younger sister, married the person whom she wanted to marry. And from that time, she is bearing a sort of grudge for her sister. Though outside she never showed it. It was as if a suppressed emotion. And that persisted. That went on. She never worked on it. That wound was there always. It remained unhealed. It became chronic. And then somatization, bodily manifestations. So, such a thing can happen. We need to learn to forgive people, including ourselves. You know, in medical, in psychology, there is something very good syndrome, which is known as PMS. Poor me syndrome. That is known as PMS, poor me syndrome. Guilt. We have done something wrong. I am very bad. Self-victimization, inferiority complex, self-pity, guilt. All these are so damaging emotions. You know, Baba is giving us self-respect. But somewhere or the other, we enter from copper age itself, we have entered into the world of competition and comparison. We keep on comparing ourselves. Even in the Brahmin family, we keep on comparing. Why I am not given a chance? Why this sister is given a chance? That comparison goes on somewhere within. And then we feel bad within. We feel hurt. So, unlimited vision, unlimited attitude. We have to come to this. Leave all these things down. Unless and until we do that, we will never be qualified to give Sakash. And as I was talking about timing, so these are the different, keep on giving every time. In one Murli, I remember Baba said, if at night suddenly your eyes open, give Sakash. Have you read that Murli? One of the Murlis Baba said, if you are sleeping and suddenly if your eyes open, just give Sakash and then go to sleep again. Okay, so that was when to give Sakash. Next question is whom to give Sakash. Next question is whom to give Sakash? Yeah. First ourselves. First ourselves. Dadi Janki says, I give Sakash to my own body every day for 5 minutes. You know? So the first Sakash should be to ourselves. Next, whom to give Sakash? Yeah? Everyone, whosoever. Okay, let us be more specific. We can give Sakash to a person or a group of people. Okay, we can give to one person, to a group of people. Sakash to 5 elements of nature. Sakash to 5 elements of nature. We have to give Sakash to nature twice. Once in the morning, once in the evening. Make it a practice. If somebody is not giving Sakash, we have to give Sakash to nature. Mother Nature has given us sustenance. She has been serving us right from the golden age. Right from the first day of golden age. So we have to serve Mother Nature. Let's sit back in meditation for 2 minutes. Red light. Light. And today I have to give pure vibes to the 5 elements of nature. I assume astral body and travel up. Beyond this ephemeral existence. Friend of Bab Dada. He's applying tilak to me. Child, may you be conqueror of nature. deep rays of purity are permeating my being. I am full of power . An angel of purity. Now I descend down. Amidst clouds, I am radiating purity all around. The sun, the moon, all the stars, all the planets, the entire galaxy. Everywhere, these pure rays are going. The entire firmament has become pure. Now I descend further down. From my angelic body, pure rays are going out. The whole atmosphere is becoming pure, uncontaminated. I go down further. Standing above this globe, I have to purify this earth. First of all, I travel towards Europe. Standing up above, and pure vibrations of purity are going out from feet to this continent. Then I go over America and the entire continent. Is getting filled with these divine vibrations. All the souls are experiencing their original, pristine nature. Over the Africa continent, the entire continent, infused with these pure vibrations. In the similar manner, I come, O Rishiya, and then Australia. All the five continents. Travel towards Indian Ocean. I see the vast ocean. Atlantic Ocean. The Pacific Ocean. The Arctic Ocean, the Southern Ocean, the entire ocean has become pure. Water has reached its original pure state. I, the angel. Now look at fire. Which is burning in different places, in different forms. And impart purity to it. All the elements of nature have become pure. And I know with that deep sense of satisfaction come back into this body again. Om Shanti. Now we come to the next question. What are the ways of giving Sakash? You can give Sakash through your drishti. You can give Sakash through your thought. You can give Sakash through pure feelings, pure vibrations. You can give Sakash through your words. But those words should be spoken in that avyakta stage, in that powerful soul conscious stage. In that stage, if you speak to different souls, Baba says, evoke souls, talk with them, have heart to heart talk with souls. Those are the ways to give Sakash. There is one more thing which is we call methods of giving Sakash. How do you give Sakash? We can give Sakash again in many ways. Like, as I said, to become soul conscious and Sakash starts and the vibration spread. So that is one. Second, we go to the subtle world just as we did now. We assume an astral body. And we go to the subtle world, we emerge all the souls there. All the unhappy souls, give them Sakash of happiness. All the miserable souls, all the peaceless souls, or whomsoever you want. You can emerge souls in the subtle world and give them Sakash there. So that is one. Third, soul world. Shiva Baba, then you, as soul, and below all the souls. So that is the third method in which, by which you can give Sakash. What could be the fourth, any other than this, if anybody can tell? Yeah? What could be the different methods? Yeah? You are telling Baba, Baba give Sakash to them. Okay. Okay. Then? Yeah? Yeah. That is, there are two things in that. One is through the subtle body. Because see, some people say this is all visualization. But you know, this is not just visualization. All great things first are done through visualization. You have to see the things happening and then they become. When you start seeing the thing, gradually they become. I remember in our MBBS, while I was in first MBBS, we used to stay in hostel. Okay? Not a single student used to study. We were least interested in studying. All students were interested in some other things, in going to movies, or going here and there. And in that hostel, what they used to do, we had different rooms allotted to everybody. On the door, they used to write their name. Suppose it is Anil, so they used to write Dr. Anil. And below that Dr. Anil, they would write 4 degrees or 5 degrees or 10 degrees. They have yet not become doctors. But they would write all their degrees. MBBS, MD, head of the department, ophthalmology, USA, and many other things. Vision. Now, when I look back and see all of them, whatever they had written, they have become that. All of them. Though that was written just like that. Nobody wanted to study. I also remember one of our professors. He was the head of the department of ophthalmology. And he was the dean of the medical college, Nagpur, where I was there. And he once narrated an incident. He said that when he entered that medical college as a student, when it was his first day of entering medical college, he resolved that one day I will become the dean of this college. He created that vision in front of him. That was way back. But he became that. In the similar manner, you must have heard of George Washington. He was a child. He did not have money. No money to go to school also. So what he used to do? He used to work in the school. And what was his job? He used to get some little money for that. In between the two periods, two classes, he used to do that bell, you know. In the older days, he used to bang that. Tun, tun, tun. Something like this. But every time he used to say like this, he used to do like this, what he used to say internally, tun, tun, tun. I, George Washington, will become president of America one day. That was a vision of that small child who was uneducated, who did not have money even to receive education, who had to work, who had to labor. But he created that vision and he became like that. So this visualization, because this visualization has been taught to us by supreme authority. Baba says in the Murlis, see, most of the Murlis, he says, see yourself like this. You are the light of the world in tomorrow's Murli, Murli which is about to come tomorrow, Sunday Murli. Baba has said, you are living lamps. When you wake, the world wakes up. When you sleep, the world sleeps. When you are extinguished, there is a darkness. When you are in light, there is a light in the world. So, vision. You have to create different visions and they empower you. So, what was our question? Methodology. So three, so fourth is to go to different places and give Sakash to different people. Go to different places and give Sakash to different group of people. We have a group in Pandubhavan, and from last few months we are working on Mansa Seva. Every morning, for 10 minutes, one brother or sister is given a topic, and that brother or sister prepares a commentary and gives commentary on that particular group of people. Like, it could be politicians, terrorists, those who are in jail, those child in the womb who are yet not born. These are all the different group of people, all the sorrowful souls, the devotees, sannyasis, VIPs, anything it could be. You emerge them and give send vibrations. They will reach them. They will definitely reach them if you give them. Okay? So, that was the methodology. And last is, as I said, if you emerge soul and talk with them, those words charged with vibrations, they will hear. They will hear. Even people do experiment on clairvoyance and clairaudience. There are methodology of how to become clairvoyant, how to listen to the things which are not here, how to see things which are not happening here. There are methods for that. They do a lot of research on this. So when that is possible, why not this? Even this is possible. All things are possible. There are many things in heaven and hell, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. Shakespeare's Hamlet says, there are many things, heaven and hell, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. It doesn't mean that you do not know, that is why it is not there. There are many things. So, that is the methodology. Next question is, what are the difficulties in giving Sakash? Yeah. We are attached to somebody. So long as we are attached to somebody, we cannot give Sakash. So long vices are there in us, we cannot give Sakash. For giving Sakash, we need to have a very pure, very strong stage of purity. Very, very strong stage of purity. Purity means, Baba says, purity means even ordinary thoughts, even negative thoughts, even waste thoughts are considered as impurity. Even that should not be there. Okay? So, then, what are the other difficulties in giving Sakash? Yeah? From sister's side? What are the personal level difficulties? Why? We can't. Baba is telling each and every day, give Sakash, give vibrations, emerge souls, talk with them, call them. We are not in the, we are in the limited. Okay? We have a limited vision. Then, anybody from this side? Yeah, he told attachment. Yeah? When person is not happy, he cannot give Sakash, okay? Then? There's no time. We have to take out time. We have to know its importance of Sakash, first of all. We have to know its importance, then only we can work on it. If we don't have that importance emerged in our mind, in our hearts and souls, how can we give Sakash? Then time. So we have to take out time for that. Yes. Yeah? Waste thoughts. So long as you have waste thoughts, you cannot give Sakash. When you are careless, when you are lazy, you cannot give Sakash. Mind is not stable. It is just running here and there. It is wanting something or other. We don't know why it is unstable. There's so much restlessness within. It is an unknown, unbeknown restlessness which is always there. We actually cannot figure out what it is. So sometimes when such a state is there, you cannot give Sakash. Okay then? When we see others' weaknesses, when we see others' fault, yesterday's blessing, you remember? What did Baba say? Weakness. When you see somebody's weakness, feel that it is my weakness. And we don't want to make our weakness public. So when our mind is busy in fault finding, we cannot give Sakash. Because the persons whom we give sakash, we should have very pure feelings for them. If we have some grudges against them stored in our mind, if we have something for somebody, we can't. Even if we give, they may not reach. That is the thing. Okay, so these are some of the difficulties reaching in giving sakash. What are the benefits of sakash? Yeah, this is a very good question. I think everybody should answer this. Or not here, after this class you can go in your room or you can go for a walk and churn this. What are the benefits? What are the advantages of sakash? Yeah? Yeah? We receive blessing. Very, very good answer. See, whatever we send, that comes back to us. We are sending good vibrations, they will come back to us. In India, so many rishis were there. They used to send, they had so many prayers. Not only in India, in every religion for that matter. Prayers are there. For the whole world, may all be happy. Sarve bhavantu sukhina, sarve santu niramaya, sarve bhadrani paschantu, ma kashchit dukh bhag bhavet. May all be happy, may all be free from disease. Why this? Because whatever we give, the same comes back to us. We are giving good vibrations, we are giving pure feelings, we are staying in that unlimited stage. So automatically, the same thing come back to us. So that is one benefit. Second, yeah, you are earning an income. This is a very good method of earning income. There is no competition here. There is no competition in sakash. Yeah, of course, there is a competition in giving speech. There is a competition in doing karmana seva. But is there any competition here? You can give unlimited sakash to any number of people at any time, whenever you want. And you earn, every step you are earning, every step you are earning. Then, karmic accounts is getting settled, because sakash is given in a very higher stage of the mind. It is not a body conscious state, you cannot give sakash. So it is a stage which is above the consciousness of the body. So naturally most of your karmic accounts, the burden get reduced. Okay, then there are very good points to this. Yeah, contentment. Yeah, when you give sakash, you have the contentment. What sort of contentment? First thing, you have followed Baba Srimat. You are obeying him. What he is saying, you are doing it. You know, when he says something, we do it, we feel contentment within. So that is one. Then working power increases. Yes, sakash is a power, and that pumps you with other powers as well. Then incognito seva. Then you are helping other persons in one way or the other. I am asking about ourselves. That is also benefit. But ourselves, what about our thought and what about our time? This is the best way. Our time, samay sankalp, Baba says, that should be spent in a worthwhile manner. So there is no other way, a better way than spending our time in giving vibrations to the world. Okay, then? Confidence increases. Okay. Acceptance power increases. Yeah, very good point. And as I said earlier, universal brotherhood, feeling of universal brotherhood. Everybody belongs to me. This whole world is one family. Nobody is stranger here. Just as whatever we have received from Baba, we have to give everything to every soul of this world. Churn more on this. Okay. Now, last question, and very important. We have given sakash, but whether that sakash has reached or not reached, how to know? We have given sakash. We have emerged souls in the morning, and we send them vibrations of God's love, vibrations of unlimited disinterest sometimes, vibrations of purity. We have given them sakash, but whether our sakash has reached them or not, how to know? We feel contentment, a deep experience, you know. When we have a very powerful yoga and we get a very deep experience of that yoga, we must know that it has reached that person. We have given means it has gone. And direct visualization of Sakash, of those vibrations, we see that those vibrations are going and reaching that soul. Yes, they have reached. This is the proof that our Sakash has gone. We see that with our own eyes in that stage. We are here, we are thinking that we are a soul, I am a soul, and rays are going, vibrations are going, and those vibrations are penetrating those souls. Direct visualization. And how do you know? We are happy. Okay, our outlook changes later on. That's one. But how do you know again that in the morning Amrit Vela, we have done yoga, we have given Sakash to a particular person, whether that has reached or not? Yeah? This is a tough question. Anybody? Other person's behavior changes. Yes, of course. He was harboring some ill feeling towards us and suddenly it has changed. So we know that, yes. You know, when Om Shanti Bhavan was constructed and 18th January 1983, it was inaugurated. And UN General Secretary, Dr. Robert Mueller, was called. But he denied. He said, I am very busy, I can't come. You know, Dr. Robert Mueller is a great figure. I think he died recently in 2010. And he is the person who is known as the philosopher of United Nations. If you study his own life, as a child he had to see so much race discrimination and many things. He was born in France and many things like that. And later on when he joined, he made it a point to make it a... So many things have been done in United Nations for that, for UN, for Dr. Robert Mueller. So he was called. So he denied. What was done later on? Anybody knows this story? This is a story about Dadi Janki. Dadi Janki did special yoga for this, for that particular soul at night. And next day, he called up and he said, I am ready, I want to come. Earlier he denied. Positive result. This Sakash has reached. It was sent and it reached. Positive result. The outlook changed, the answer changed. His vision, his attitude towards us, everything changed. So that happens because of Sakash. Okay. What are the, how do you again know that we have given Sakash and it has reached? Our mind is free. We then don't take sorrow. Yes, again. That's a good point. Yes? Yeah, sister. We face less obstacles and hurdles. Okay, that's one. One of the benefits, in benefits we forgot few points. Whenever there are obstacles in service, that time Sakash helps. Whenever there is a hurdle in center, in any yajna seva, in any service of the sacrificial fire, that time Sakash helps. Whenever there is some particular maya, that time also Sakash helps. Sakash is also a blessing. I forgot one thing in Sakash, in the definition of Sakash. Sakash is a blessing. Blessing is also a Sakash. Pure thought, vibration and blessing itself is a form of Sakash. You know, that's again one more definition of Sakash. So, this is another important point. Another thing is that when we have given Sakash to somebody, we feel, we just forget that. In the sense, another way. Like, there is no show of it. We gave Sakash in the morning and there is no description. We don't keep on telling people ki we have given Sakash, we have given Sakash. It is so subtle, it is occurring at such such a certain level that we have given and we forgot. We had a very strong experience, and that experience sustains us the whole day. But there is no show business. Actually, we are little also detached from that thing also. You know, this is such a service that when you get to remain detached in that way, we know that yes, it has gone. We know that it has been delivered. This point Baba has not told. This is I sometimes experience. So, another is absolute feeling of lightness. Absolute feeling of lightness. So that happens. So, this is what Sakash is all about. What is Sakash? What is the necessity of Sakash? What are the qualifications? You know, in medical field we have MD. You must have heard MD medicine, MD pediatrics, specialization, MS ophthalmology. So here we have to do one specialization, and our specialization is in MD Sakash. How that sounds? That's good? Okay, so we have to do MD in Sakash. That is Doctor of Medicine. This is Doctor of Meditation. So, we have few days left for Baba to come. And let us take this degree and then sit in front of Baba with that degree. MD in Sakash. Those who are specialized in giving Sakash. If some of you want, you can open your Sakash agencies also. You know? There are some Brahmins who cannot give Sakash. They come to us and they say that, oh, our center has lot of obstacle. Please give Sakash to me. You know, in our OPD many sisters come. They tell like this. I am having lot of problems. Please give Sakash to me. So many mothers come. They say, I am having lot of problems in my home. Please give some Sakash to me in the morning. I remember one mother who came to me. We have a morning class in Pandavavan at 5:15 to 6 o'clock in the morning. So that mother came in Pandavavan for staying for a few days. And she was very interested in all such Purushad classes. And she said, I definitely want to come. So I saw she is not coming for 2 days. I asked her, what happened? She said, I want to come, but I cannot get up. Please give Sakash to me so that I can come to the class. So, that time I thought, let's open a Sakash agency also. So, what are the qualifications for the person to give Sakash, to receive Sakash? What are the benefits of Sakash? What are the difficulties encountered while giving Sakash? What are the ways of Sakash? What are the methodology of Sakash? And how do we know that our Sakash has reached? So these are some of the questions, and we saw some of the answers as per the churning. And it's 7 o'clock. So now we will sit in meditation till 7:30. What meditation we are going to do? Just a small word about it. Three things we will do in this meditation. First, we have to emerge all those souls whom we have given lot of sorrow, whom we have troubled lot. Probably in some of the previous births, we were responsible for their deaths. Probably in some of the births, we were king and we attacked that kingdom. We defeated that king. The entire subjects were raised to death. Many people died because all our births must be something like this only. We might be kings or something like that, most of our births. So, we cause sorrow to so many souls. We do not know. Baba has said just one word, you know. Burden of sin on your head. Just one word. Don't ask what is the burden. If he tells, it will become difficult for us to continue in this Brahmin life. Very difficult. Because there are, list is endless. So Baba has just said one word, burden of sin on your head. So emerge all of those souls and ask for pardon. This is one group. Second group of the souls, we have to emerge all those souls who have given sorrow to us, who have made our life horrible. What we will do to them? Yeah? We will forgive them. We will forgive all of these souls. Because unless and until we forgive them, we cannot progress. We cannot progress. We have to forgive many people. We have to forgive everyone. Rather, forgiveness is a very small stage. It's not just forgiveness. It's something we have to fill them with love. Dadi Janki has said a very good statement once. Very good statement, and I like that too much. She said, one sister had gone to her and she said, I am in particular center, I have a lot of problems and all that. And many injustices have been done to me. Something like that. Dadi said, whatever has happened in this yajna, right from the inception till now, is as per God's plan. Whatever that has happened, is happening, will happen in this yajna, in this institution, in this organization, in this institution, is as per God's plan. So, there are many souls whom we have not forgiven. They have said something very wrong to us. They have behaved in a very bad manner to us. They have insulted us. They have blamed us, censored us, spoken wrong things against us, leveled false charges against us. And we know that. And we know that he is the person who has done. But it is like, you know, like a thorn which is there, stuck. Unless and until we forgive that soul, those souls, our mind cannot become calm. As I was telling about that sister, whose sister married the person whom she loved, this sister then practiced forgiving. I told her to forgive your sister, younger sister. Forget that now. That world is gone. You are in this gyan now from so many years. Forgive your sister. And it was a miracle that she got rid of all her tablets soon. So forgive. Third group we have to emerge, all those souls who have helped us in some or other way. Either in this Brahmin life or in Laukik life, or all those souls since Copper Age till now who have helped us in some or other way. We have to forgive them, all of them. So these are the three things that we would do in this session till 7:30. Om Shanti.